back to West Coast XC. I'm your host, Ken Martinez, where we try to cover as many distance events from California, Oregon, and Washington. In today's episode, we'll be talking with Keenan Gray of Dystat. We'll be going over the Arcadia Invitational and focusing on the 800, the mile, the 3200/2 mile that'll be occurring on Saturday evening at the Arcadia Invitational. Keenan also talks about his experience last week at the Oregon Relays, where he had the microphone and was interviewing athletes that was heard throughout Hayward Field. He also talks about this post he made that you got to check out on Instagram, where he looked for all 69 boys that broke the 9-minute barrier in the 3200. And he got everybody's picture and he posted it. I'm going to like toot my horn a little bit. Those pictures were taken by me, West Coast XC. So I'm, you know, so when I saw that post, actually he shared it with me last week that he was going to do it this week. I was like, wow, that's pretty cool. That was a lot of work. He'll explain how he did that. The last weekend, I flew down to the Stanford Invitational. I am a high school teacher in Beaverton, Oregon. I had to teach on Friday, so I didn't get to see all the distance events on Friday. When I finally got to the meet, it was the final race of the women's 1500, in which Chloe Forrester of Washington won it in 4:07.32, which was a meet record. Chloe Forrester, by the way, went to a local high school here in where I live in Beaverton, called Jesuit High School. So I've been watching her run for a long time, and she, even in middle school. So it's cool to see her succeed in college. She's being very successful in college. The next day she ran 2:52 in the 800, which is now the number one outdoor time in the women's 800. Later on Friday night, Jenna Hutchins of BYU ran the fastest time so far of the outdoor season in the 5,000, running 15:16.95. A little side note about Jenna's race. She was rabbited by her teammate, Lexi Halliday Lowry, to get that time. But the interesting thing was Lexi ran, it's a 12 and a half lap race, the 5,000. Lexi ran 12 laps and then let Jenna run the last 200 to get the number one time for in the country for Division One. So I thought that was pretty interesting. We're like, when's Lexi going to drop out? How long is she going to be the rabbit? Well, she was a rabbit for 12 of the 12 and a half laps. Matt Strangio of Portland set a school record for the University of Portland, running 13:24.14 in the 5,000. That's the number two time so far in the outdoor season. And it was an emotional race for him. His father passed away, died actually at the NCAA indoor meet. I believe that was Matt's first race since his father's passing, and he ran to his family afterwards. And it was quite moving. It was really a cool scene for Matt to win that race and, you know, dedicate it to his father. Diana Trotich of Oregon had her debut for the University of Oregon, the 10,000, run 31:45.22. It's the number two time so far in the 10,000. Evans Cui of Washington State has the number one time so far in the 10,000. He ran 27:32.32. I'm kind of wincing because I was at the 10. There were several athletes that ran faster than that at the 10. But it's maybe the first number one time in a college race. He about halfway through the race, he took off and made a move like with, I don't know, 13 laps to go. I was like, wow, that's a pretty gutsy move. And he pulled away and won it by quite a bit. There were also high school races. I was not able to watch the 3200 and the DMR on Friday and get there in time for that. But I did watch Saturday's races. Kinga Chikowski of Palo Alto won it by quite a bit, 4:46.34. In the boys race, Evan Noonan of Dana Hills came up from Southern California and ran the U.S. number one in the 1600 at 4:04.88. Evan will be running for Stanford University next season, so he got a chance to run on his home track. Ava Padilla, who's only a ninth grader at Monta Vista, ran the 800 at 2:13.11. Sabrina Zanetto of St. Francis ran 2:13.17. I've got a picture there of them just right there next to each other at the finish line. Hugh Heyer of McClatchy ran 1:52.05 in the 800. I mentioned in the last week's podcast or YouTube episode that there were the boys that ran at the Dublin 800 were doing a kind of a rematch from the previous race 2 weeks ago. And this time Hugh Heuer of McClatchy gets the upper hand and wins that. So I have the galleries, lots of galleries of the races I was able to get to, which is the Fast Women's 1500, and then the last three 1500 of the men's, then all the evening 5000s and 10000s are all up on our website and also on our bio of our Instagram account. My wife, God bless her, she went down on Saturday night and took pictures of the Oregon Relays, the DMR, and then the Invitational 800. So if you want those photos, those are on our bio, and also you can find it on our website at westcoastxc.com. So now let's head over and listen to Keenan as he, and watch Keenan too, as he talks about the Arcadia Invitational. Hey, I want to welcome Keenan Gray from Diestat. Hey, Keenan.
Hello. Glad to be back on.
I appreciate you coming on. You are a busy guy. I understand you were the master of ceremonies at the Oregon Relays.
I don't know if master of ceremonies is the right term. I don't know if I was the on-field MC guy or whatever, but no, I had a blast. It was a lot of fun, and it was a good meet. Honestly, like, the highlight of the entire meet came like within the very last, you know, event of the day, which was Owen Powell running a 358 1600 anchor leg in that boys DMR. So that was fun to watch, and it's shocking to me that was the fastest anchor leg ever. Wow. In high school history. Faster than Alan Webb ever ran, which he ran like 359, which, again, you got all these like guys that have ran like 355, 356 in true miles, but I guess it really is hard to run under 4 minutes for a 1600, let alone in a DMR.
Well, if you think about it, you get the baton, you're maybe in space, there's like runners not around you, so it's probably pretty, it's not your typical experience, so.
No, and the crazy thing was, Ken, is he was 11. So when Mercer Island got the baton, or I should say Owen got the baton, Mercer Island was in ninth place. And I think they were like 11 seconds behind Jay Sarah or something like that. So it was just, I mean, it was an incredible comeback. And it was just, you know, a perfect way to finish off a fun 2 days. And now it sets us up for what's going to be the most exciting weekend of the year, at least from a 3200 perspective. And some other events, but at Arcadia, which anybody that's going to be there is going to be there.
Well, that's what we're going to talk about, Arcadia, and that's why I have you on. I appreciate it. Before we talk about the meet this weekend, you made this epic post on Instagram on Monday. There were 69 high school boys that broke the barrier, the big barrier, 9 minutes in the 3200. You found them all and put their picture on Instagram yesterday on Monday.
I'll tell you this. I think I lost a few brain cells from doing that. I mean, I was going around texting some people and along with yourself. I was like, how crazy do you think I am? And that answer could go various different directions, depending on how much you know who I am as a person. And when I sent that out to people, they were just like, how long did that take you? And I think if I tallied it up, I think it was like 3 hours. It took me to find like all those photos, and luckily some of those kids were in the same exact photos, so I didn't have to like, you know, go that much further into finding. But like, there were some where I had to like look at them and I couldn't even see their bibs, so I had to like, sounds kind of weird, but I'd like go stalk them on Instagram to see what they looked like. And I was just like, I think this is the kid. I have no idea if it is, and if it isn't, oh well. But luckily I haven't heard anything back yet. Yeah. So I'm hoping it's all 69 of them are the actual kids. But no, that was kind of a fun project that I put together for myself and wanted to, you know, put on social media, because, you know, it's, as track nerds, we love, you know, showing that we know all about the sport and want to, you know, have a crazy statistic like that, like having, you know, to show that, you know, 69 boys broke 9 minutes for 3,200 meters is, you know, absurd. And, you know, there were so many little statistics within the actual statistics. So obviously, you know, the big one, 69 boys breaking 9 minutes for 3,200 meters. Well, then if you go below 850, there was 27 boys that broke 850. Well, if you go even further below 840, there were 7 boys that, wow, that broke that barrier. So, you know, even going into that meet last year, only I think 5 boys had ever broke 840 in meet history. And we had 7 of them,
yeah,
in one race last year. The other funny statistic, and I was just talking with my editor, Doug Bender, about this, is there were 127 boys last year in the high school system that broke 9 minutes for 3,200 meters. Over half of them came at the Arcadia Invitational.
Wow. Yeah. And then what I like to do is I like to take a picture of the last race when it's over. There's like, it's like a scene of like 20 bodies on the ground. They're just spent.
It's, yeah, a and great I remember photo. When you sent me a photo a couple of years ago, and I think I posted it on the Dice Stat page or wherever it was. And I only used one word, and it was carnage.
Yeah,
that's what it is. I mean, that was the most perfect description you couldn't even put out there for what those boys were able to do. I mean, it was like, I mean, I don't want to get graphic, but it was like, gosh, there was just like somebody came through and just, it was a murder scene, basically.
Yeah.
Like, it was just boys laying on the ground, exhausted, tired. They worked their tails off. I mean, to a point where it was just like, yep, I'm just going to lay here for the rest of the night. And the only way you guys are going to get me off this track is if by dragging me.
Yeah. It's, it's quite the scene. It's incredible meet. And it really has come down to the 3200 is the event. But we'll talk about the other events too. Let's talk about during the daylight, like in the late part of Saturday, is the girls 800. And do you have any people you're looking out for in the girls 800?
Yeah. I mean, I always, you know, it's like you said, like everybody that going there wants to, you know, hone in on the 3200, and like, that's why they're there, and they're, distance and air events don't mean anything, but you know, there's still quality competition. And you know, the first couple of names that I look at are the Jay Sarah teammates who just got done racing at the Oregon Relays this last weekend, and Chloe Elbaz and Annie Packard. Those two, both of broke, I believe they broke, both of broke 210 in the 800. And Chloe's just coming off a school record performance in the 1600, which it's hard to imagine that no athlete in Jay Sarah history has broken, I think, 450 for the full mile. Yeah. So, and especially with the amount of stars that they've had come through that program. So, and then Annie Packard, who's going to go on to BYU next year. And when it comes to the 800, she is dialed in. She is one of those athletes that's probably when she goes to BYU, do the 4 and the 8. So I'm curious to see, you know, how far she can get under the, you know, maybe 208, 207. But the one I'm really curious to, you know, kind of see what she's able to do, and she had a really good, you know, indoor season, was one of the Herbst twins, and I believe it's McKenna Herbst,
right?
In the 800. Sometimes I get her confused with her.
Yeah, McKenna's the one that does 800. The other twin sister is a hurdler.
Yeah, and Morgan does the 300 hurdles. And, you know, gosh, she had a phenomenal indoor season. And I think, or not even Nike International, I think it was New Balance Nationals, actually, where she basically went, you know, toe-to-toe with this young lady from Michigan. And it was like, I think the margin was like 203 to 204. Wow. And, I mean, we're talking like this is March. I mean, I'm sure that conversation has come up so many different times. It's like, oh my goodness, we're in March. Like, these kids are running fast times. It's like, well, yeah, because we don't expect these types of times until June or even later than that. So I'm curious, you know, what, like, especially if you're running 204 in during indoor season, like, you know, how close can you get 201, 202, let alone two flat? But this will be a competitive girls race.
Yeah.
You throw in Alexa Matora as well from Lake Washington, who's, you know, she for a while was just an 800 runner type of girl, and from now is, you know, she's strong. I mean, now she's figured out the mile again. She's ran 447 for the miles, so this will be a fun one to watch. Like, there's a lot of, you know, talent across the board, and it's kind of like, you know, let's just see what happens out there. And then Lily Alder, I totally forget about Lily Alder.
Yeah, Lily Alder's in the race too. She's had a great indoor season too.
She's fun to watch. And when you train with arguably the best distance runner in the entire country, you know you're gonna have some solid times out there. So I'm excited. Like those five girls I just mentioned right there are gonna be fun to watch. So I'm curious to see what the end result is for that girl's 800.
I want to add Bo Ritchie of New Zealand secondary. Not that I know what she can run. I just want to mention that there's this like New Zealand storyline that we'll be talking throughout the this little episode here. It's going to be really fascinating. But we'll talk
Yeah,
about that
in
later.
total. Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so the boys 800. I was kind of looking it up myself, and it seems like this one's like you mentioned a lot of California girls in the 800. This one has a more throughout the United States athletes that can really shine in this event.
Yeah, and I think in an event like this, I mean, there was a lot of recognizable names in the girls 800. The boys 800, this is an opportunity for these guys, kind of make a name for themselves. And I think a guy like Joseph Sakaris has kind of already done that, especially after winning the mile at Nike Indoor Nationals. And he's going to come all the way from Miami, Florida, representing Belen Jesuit. So, let's see. I mean, last year was such a great race with Patrick Hilby. I think the winning time was like 148 or something like that. And it was actually an Illinois sweep when you add Allie Ince on the girl side of the mix. But two quality 800 races, and again, as I've said, like the focus is on the 3200. But for both the 800 and mile races, it's kind of like, all right, can this kind of be like the I don't know if I want to say coming out party, but like this is my surging race that's going to put me on the map and show the country that yeah, I can be as good as those guys in the 3200, and maybe at some point I'll test my limits and go up to that distance.
Now, I've been to Arcadia. This will be my fourth year in a row. The previous 3 years, we had Sadie Englehart win it, and she's not competing this year. She's still a high school senior, but she's not competing with high school athletes. So the door opens to a brand new set of girls. And who do you see in the girls' mile?
Think the first name that really pops up to me is Braylen Combe. I mean, that she's been fun to watch the last, I would say, year or so. And again, going back to what I said about Lily Alder, when you're training with one of the best distance runners in the entire country, i.e. Riley Blade, who I have not seen in any individual events, which I'm kind of Braylen's fun to watch. She's tough. I've watched her race in cross country before, and when she's dialed in, she's hard to beat. So
Now,
it'll
Braylen
be fun
Combe
to
is
see
from
what she does.
Santiago and in Corona, eastern part of LA. And I saw her run the distance medley in New York, and she just had a ferocious last lap and is pretty fast.
Yeah, no, she's like I said, when she's dialed in, she is hard to beat. And this is an opportunity for her, kind of like at Mount Sac during the fall when she won. I can't remember if it was the Division One or Division Two race, but a moment to have the spotlight on herself.
Yeah.
But she won't have it easy though. I mean, there's plenty of other girls in the mix that can mix it up with her. Sophia Thompson from Union Catholic. Union Catholic always has great
Right.
representation at this meet. And there's also Kiara Daly from La Jolla, who this is her event. She's a middle distance star, so she's gonna be definitely wanting to come away with a win like this. And then you throw in Matora again from Lake Washington. We'll see if she actually does double
Yeah,
back. I
she
mean,
might just choose one or
that'd be
the
a
other.
hard
Yeah.
double. If she's able to double back, great, that's awesome. But if not, then we'll either see her just in the 8 mile. But yeah, solid around the board. Peyton Meineke from Riverdale Ridge out of Colorado, another one. So yeah, it's a good girls' mile field. But again, as you said, without arguably the one of the best milers of all time, I was about to say the greatest miler until I forgot Jane Hendrigren is number one all time in a
Yes.
mile. But yeah, it'd be interesting to not have Sadie in the mix this season. I mean, this is someone that's won multiple Arcadia titles, whether it's the mile or she's excelled in the 3200. But yeah, it'll be interesting to see what happens when she's not there.
And then we go to the boys' mile, and I think that's what it's interesting about the boys' mile. No one's broken 4 minutes at Arcadia, and I think it's because some of the those kids are running the 3200. They're going to go for that instead. And then, you know, it's a tactical race. So that's another reason why you don't see that, the breaking of the 4 minute barrier in the mile. But there are some quality people in the boys' mile.
Yeah, there are. I think, again, I see Corbin Coombs on this list, and we have no idea if he's going to be doing either the mile or the 32, but it's the first guy that really pops up on my list. And, you know, he's someone that is going to probably, he wants this. Like last year, he got second in this race. He got ran down by Zach Hillhouse. I mean, that's a race, you know, that he was in complete control until the very end. And then just right at the very last second, just gets passed by Zach Hillhouse. And it's just like, damn, like I want to go back and rewind the tape and look at where I could have, you know, made my move maybe a little bit earlier, or how much more energy I could have exerted throughout this race. And I got to imagine, though, I mean, as you said, like, I mean, the 3200 is the race to be in, but I got to imagine he wants to go back for that mile. Like that, right. That just seems like that was a gut punching thing last year when he had to go through it and lose that mile. So I like, I mean, if he's in the mile, I like his chances. He was about as close as anybody to a sub-4, and who knows, maybe we'll see our first sub-4 in meet history. The meet record is 4:01 by, of course, Alan Webb, but yeah, no one has gone under 4 and in a year of guys that have broken 4 in the mile this year. 5 guys, well, 4 for counting Americans, 1 if you're counting another international athlete, which we'll talk about here pretty shortly. But that's, if I had to pick, Corbin Coombs is my guy to win that one.
You know, I want to mention Griffin Cushion of Chisora. He won the 10-800 and beat a couple of kids that I think are in the 800 final invitational too. And so he might be somebody else to watch. And we have a different person from New Zealand in that race too. We have, his name is Jag Willers. So we'll see. I don't know much about him, but we'll find out. And so now we go to the girls 2 mile, not the 3200. They've made a little special treat for Jane Hedegren, who'd like to go for the 2 mile national record. She got the 5,000 record at the New York Indoor Mile, Nike Indoor Mile, sorry. And also got the mile or 1600. You got the mile?
She got the mile and the 5,000 as well.
The mile and the 5,000 at Nike Indoors. She was unbelievable. Now she's going to try to go for the 2 mile record. And so there's Jane Hedegren of Timpview. And what other, I mean, just talk about Jane and talk about the other athletes that are in the 2 mile, not the 3,200.
Yeah. I've been telling people this since the fall. She is going to be a scorer at the national championships in cross country next fall for BYU. Yeah. After watching what she did in indoor, she could win a national title. I mean, she's that good. I was talking with my editor again, Doug, about like, gosh, what could she do at the BU track for a 5,000? Like, how close could she get if she ran against, you know, college athletes, pro field? How close could she get to breaking 15 minutes for a 5,000 meter? Because her aerobic threshold is off the charts. It's nothing we've ever seen before. I mean, the range is insane. It would not shock me if she could, you know, run a 202, 203 for an 800 to go along with, you know, she's ran 426 for the full mile. She's ran, gosh, 937 at 4,500 feet of elevation on a wooden bank track for 3,200 meters. Let that settle in there. Mm-hmm. I think that, honestly, of all the things that she's accomplished in 2025, that's what's most impressive to me, is what she did at the Simplot Games, is running 937 again as at that elevation and on one of the oldest tracks in America. Again, they have not done anything to that track since they've opened. The only thing they've changed about that facility is maybe the insulation and the stands. The track is still the same. So
we hope the nacho sauce has been updated.
I'll take your word for it. I haven't been there since Ryan Krauser threw in his little exhibition. But, and then just to add on that 5,000, which again, her and Riley Blade, that was fun to watch. I mean, you got to experience that. You got to be in New York to watch that and witness, you know, both of her national record marks. But so for those that don't know, the 2 mile national record, at least for outdoors, is 9:41. That was ran by Allie Zeeland at Brooks PR Invitational last spring. But if we're talking about the absolute all-time best between both indoor and outdoor, that belongs to Mary Kane, and that's 9:38. Now, there was some conversions as to what Jane ran at elevation and Simplot, and she was just like, I think like a second and a half off of the true 2 mile with you have the conversion together. But yeah, I mean, as it stands, Mary Kane is still has run the fastest all time, all conditions, 2 mile in U.S. high school history. So yeah, this is an opportunity for her, not only to go after that, but how far can she get? How close can Jane get to 9:30? How close can she get, to a barrier that, some even college athletes, some world-class athletes can't even get to. So that'll be really fun to watch. And as you said, like Rich has set up an opportunity for her to, this is a special, like usually it's a 3200. Well, this year it's going to be a 2 mile. Now they will have en route times for the 3200 and the 3000, I believe. But yeah, this is an opportunity for Jane to add, what I think would be a fourth national record she would set this year. Yeah, if we're counting cross country and the fastest 5K time she's ever ran.
Right, she ran that at
Yeah.
the Nike Cross Nationals, is that right? Cross Regionals,
Yeah,
right?
she did. Oh, yeah, she did that NXR Southwest.
Yeah.
I don't remember. It was like 1550
I
something,
think she
but
did. That's right.
yeah, four.
Yeah, I want to mention some kind of quirk in this race too, is the fact that there are three sister duos, the Hilers of Oregon, the Rodriguezes of Washington, and the Garmers of Tennessee. There are three sets of sisters in this 2 miles. Sorry, I keep saying 3200. But that'll be, and they're
Yeah,
all
no,
real.
that they're all good. They're all good
Yeah.
too. I mean, I was honestly another person I was really impressed with this last weekend at the Oregon Relays was Chloe Hiler, in both the mile and then her DMR, leading Lake Ridge to win that race. Those were fun to watch just because, I mean, Chloe had a great indoor season. She finally got close to, breaking 440. But the way that she ran those races at the Oregon Relays, she was trailing for, I would say, a couple. Couple of those laps, at least in that mile, and then I think they were, I want to say they were maybe third or fourth. I think Nywot was in the lead on the DMR, but anyways, her her ability to close and just outkick the field, and her sister said it best, when Chloe's locked in, she's locked in. Like there's
Wow.
no stopping Chloe from slowing down. And heck, you can say the same about Sophia Rodriguez and Victoria as well. They went 2 for 2 in their individual races. Sophia won the 2 mile, Victoria won the steeplechase, both setting meet records along the way too. Sophia's one that she's, and we talked about it a little bit at the Oregon Relay, she's just been like, I've been kind of struggling with this 2 mile and 3200 and trying to get it down. Like I haven't been able to, run what I've been able to run since my 8th grade year. And just trying to go overcome some adversity as well. But she's a competitor. When you put her on the line against the nation's best, like you will this weekend, she's going to set herself up. I think Jane's actually going to set everybody else up for a fast time just because she's going to go out so quickly. Now, that being said, how many of them are willing to put themselves to go? I'm not saying like go run with Jane Hendrickson for the
Yeah,
first
you got
mile.
to be careful because you want to make sure that you don't destroy yourself. It could be like Jane doing her thing, and then the other girls are trying to break 10.
Yeah, exactly. And it would not shock me, if Jane went out the first mile like 450, four, maybe a little under 450, and then cut down from there. So then that begs the question, it's like, all right, what is the field 7 seconds behind? Is the field 10 seconds behind? Are they even breaking five for the first mile? So no, I bet you there's a lot of coaches out there that, they know what is at stake with Jane and trying to go after the 2 mile. And so they're probably planning things out. It's like, all right, do we want to be stupid and go out hard the first mile and then try to hang on for dear life? Or do we want to be conservative, maybe attack a little bit, or maybe not even be conservative at all? Just like, you know what? We're just going to go out there and just race. Who
It'll be
cares what?
fun. Can be
So
fun. I
it'll be
can't
fun to
wait.
watch. Yeah, it'll be fun to watch. Like, and it always will be. It will be a great time to watch that girl's 2 mile. And again, only 14 girls have broke in meet history, have broke 10 minutes for that race. So it'll be a treat to watch see more history unfold, and hopefully Jane gets that national record.
Yeah, I mean, we talk about 69 boys breaking 9. I mean, 10 is a much harder barrier for girls. And so it's just a that's really fast. I forget I have to blink when I say 10 minutes for 2 mile for girls. That's incredible.
Well, and I'm sure if we, if we did the math and look at, how many girls broke 10, like 10:30 might be the equivalent
I think
to running
so.
9 minutes for girls.
I
So,
agree.
it would, I mean, I'm sure the number's up there. We would just have to look back
Yeah,
and
maybe
see
it's
it, but
8:45 for the 2 mile for the boys. You know,
yeah,
that's maybe
I think
for the 10 minutes.
well, and before we, make our way toward talking about the boys, I think I did the math last year. Going into last year's meet, I think it was like 312 boys in meet history broke 9 minutes or something like that for the 3200. It was something absurd, some
Yeah.
absurd, crazy number. Then of course you add on like the 69 other boys that did it last year, which is
Now,
a sixth of what was has what's been accomplished in the meet's history.
yeah, and you should know too that the 69 boys, there's not 69 boys in the final heat of the 3200. It's spread over Friday and Saturday. People are cheering on Friday night. And here we go.
Poor Daniel Hrushka though. And I'm sorry if he does watch this, poor Daniel Hrushka. He was the one guy that didn't break nine in that invitational section.
Yeah, he didn't. He was he ran Nike Portland XC, so I'm a big fan of him. And with the lap to go, he was still in the hunt. You know, it was just it's just it's hard. It's it, that's a fast
It
race.
is. It is. It is hard. And yeah, I mean, it's just. It's just you're in the invitational race. Everybody, 37 of the 38 boys break 9 minutes, and you're the lone guy that's like 4 seconds behind that barrier. It's just, oh man. Well, Daniel, if you're out there, I hope you're having a good post high school time. I hope you're running great at your collegiate somewhere right now.
So the boys 3200 has some a fame a person from New Zealand.
Yeah.
Sam, how do you say his last name? Sam Ruthie?
It's either Sam Ruth or Sam Ruthie. I'll definitely find out for sure when I meet him this weekend. But on it, yeah, no, this is going to be a fun one. I mean, last year, of course, was great just because, as I said, you had all these guys break 9 minutes, all these guys break 8:50, all these guys break 8:40. But I don't think ever you're going to have five sub-4 milers in this 3200 race. I mean, let that soak in, Ken. I mean, that's absurd. I mean, we're talking about guys that, have already broken 4 minutes in the mile, and it's April now. I mean, this is not supposed to happen until like May or June. And we get to see five of them on the start line. And four of them are in the United States, but if you're not there at Arcadia High School on Saturday to come witness this 15-year-old from New Zealand, then you better tune in on runnerspace.com because one, it's free. So
Oh, that's
that's the
good.
best thing. So it'll be free to watch. But two, I mean, like 15-year-old running 3:58 for a mile.
Yeah.
I mean, what were you doing at 15 years old?
I wasn't running anywhere near that. Oh my gosh. Maybe
I was,
a
I was, I
400.
mean, I, Like that was just my second year of running high school track, or like, high, or just second year of just running in general. And that year, I think it was my freshman year. I ran 4:58. I was like, dang, I'm feeling pretty good about
Yeah, that's pretty
myself.
good. Break five is a big barrier.
I'm just like, great, that's awesome. And then what were you? What? And gosh, that was like, God, that was 10 years ago. I'm acting like this is forever ago. But like, I mean, gosh, 10 years later or 11 years later, and this young man has set the barrier even higher for high school freshmen or high school sophomores.
Wow.
It's absurd. It's absurd.
Sam Ruthie of New Zealand Secondary. He's running the 3200. He's 15 years old. He's run 358. The other four young men that have broken four
Oh,
is Tommy Latham.
and I want to add something. He's already won a senior national title in New Zealand as well.
The regular guys.
Oh yeah, he's beaten the best of the best in New Zealand. Now, I don't know if there's a lot of talent that has come out of New Zealand. There has been some really good talent,
Yes.
i.e. Sam Tanner, Jordy Beamish, Nick Willis, although Nick Willis might be retired by now. And now you throw in this 15-year-old
Yeah.
who, I mean, he won a national title before he got his driver's license, Ken.
How many people
It's
can
like,
say that? Not many. Not in the United
well,
States.
it's like saying Quincy Wilson got a gold medal before he got his driver's license.
That's
It's
true. He did.
exactly what
Okay.
it is. So there, And I said this in this article I wrote, which if you get a chance, go ahead and read it. It tells you all about the story about Sam and his background. And it's no surprise that he's so talented. I mean, you look at what his family's accomplished. Grandparents were phenomenal runners. Mom and dad, national champion runners in New Zealand. So there's no surprise that the genetics are there. But I mean, of all the kids, you know, to come into the Arcadia Invitational, and there's been some international kids that have come to this meet and, you know, have gone on to compete at the Olympics. There's no kid either out of like an international or America that has come in with the credentials that this kid has come in ever. Like, I don't think like, and I'm speaking on like more so than like Sydney McLaughlin, more than Noah Lyles, more than Daniel Simmons or who, or Michael Norman, whoever. There's nobody in meet history that has the credentials like Sam Ruthie does.
Wow. It's going to be fun. And then I was going to mention that the other four kids that have broken the 4 minute barrier this season is Tommy Latham of Marist High School in Georgia. Then the boys from Crater, Josiah Tostenson and Tyrone Kitchen. And then Owen Powell up in Mercer Island in the Seattle area. They're all in the race. So that'll be super exciting. Are there any other kids that we should look for?
I mean, I'm just looking at, you know, Charlie Voss, the NXN champion.
Correct.
I mean, that's another big one to talk about. You throw Evan Noonan in the mix, who had a great 1600 at the Stanford Invitational this past weekend. And if he's actually in there, Corbin Coombs, we still predetermine whether or not he's going to be in the mile or the 3200. Like, those are all solid guys. Now, do we know who else is going to be in the mix? Well, I totally forgot about another one. Marcelo Manticon, he set the freshman class record in this event last year. Can he go and get the sophomore class record? I think that's another storyline to follow. Is like, it'd be interesting, you know, and I think the sophomore class record is 8:43, and he's already ran an 8:49 solo this season. Wow. So he's definitely on pace to, I mean, I don't know if he's on pace, but like, he's definitely in the area to run around that time. But I mean, it would be interesting. So you break the freshman class record, then you get the sophomore class record. And it's like, okay, like how much more, like, can he get every single class record and set it at Arcadia? Wow. But again, like, I don't want to say anything too soon. But it's just something to think about if he were to get that time on that sophomore class record on Saturday night, that's something to think about towards the future.
Boy, can you get me all fired up? There's so many things to watch. And I forgot to mention this. It's on runnerspace.com. It's free on Saturday. I also want to mention you wrote an article about Sam Ruth that you guys should go out. I shouldn't say kids. Anybody that's listening, go out and read. I want to mention that on Instagram, and I think on X too, you have the post of all 69 faces of the kids that ran it under 9 minutes. There's probably other interviews that are coming up this week that will be posted on Dystat that you or Doug and other people from Dystat will do interviews. There's a lot to get excited about. It's free. It starts Friday night. Friday night is the 4x8 and the 4x mile, which are very exciting races, believe it or not. They're really exciting. And then the 3200, you'll see some boys break 9. You'll see some gals break 10:30. That number, I think that's kind of accurate for 9. So there's a lot to watch. Plus there's sprinting and jumping and all kinds of stuff. Throws.
Oh yeah. No, it's, and if anybody, I mean, if anybody knows, Arcadia is the meet. Arcadia is the pinnacle of, you know, high school midseason meets. I mean, the best of the best go there. There's a reason it's called the home of national records. And, you know, I applaud Rich Gonzalez for, you know, the efforts that he does put into this meet. You know, I can only imagine what it's like, you know, being a director of an entire meet, let alone, you know, one of the biggest meets in the entire country. And excuse me, the fact that, you know, you're putting your time and effort to get not only just one kid from New Zealand, you're bringing like 15 kids from New Zealand as well. They're all part of the same New Zealand secondary school or club or whatever you want to call it. So, you know, just, it's going to be a fun weekend. It'll be a fast weekend, hopefully. You know, more records, the better. I don't know if anybody can top 69 boys breaking 9 minutes for 3,200 meters. Crazier things have happened, and they've gone on to impress us. I was joking with a coworker the other day. I was like, "All right, what do you think the over under is going to be on 3,200s this year?" He's like, "Ah, I'll say 80 boys." I'm like,
Wow.
80 boys. I'm like, "Jeez, we
Yeah.
don't even know who's in the field yet." I mean, that just goes to show, how fast kids are, and we're already predetermining. It's like, yeah, we're already going to expect these many kids under 9 minutes for 3,200 meters. But, as you said, like the main event's on Saturday night, but really it starts Friday. I mean, you got a couple open races that'll probably have a few kids that break 9 minutes.
Yep.
I remember last year there was one kid that in the op I think it was like the third open section, he broke 9 minutes, and that was just the chain started from there,
Yep.
and the rest was history on a historic Arcadia Invitational. So yeah, it'll be a fun weekend. I'm excited to be down there. I know you're gonna be down there as well with us. So I'm super excited to kind of just take it all in. The three of us, you,
Great.
me, and Doug.
Yeah, well, thank you so much, Keenan. That was awesome. Thanks for being on. And we'll look forward to the free coverage and look on DiceStat for more information and more interviews that you guys are doing this week. And okay, you got to get back to work and get ready for Arcadia, and we'll see you this weekend.
Appreciate your time, Ken.
Thank you. Well, that wraps up our latest episode of the West Coast XC YouTube channel and podcast. Want to give a special thanks to Keenan Gray of DiceStat for coming on in his busy week. He's got a lot to do and a lot to plan for Arcadia. If you haven't had a chance, he's written an article about Sam Ruth, who is the sophomore. I don't know if he's a sophomore, but he's a 15-year-old young man from New Zealand who has already run a 358 mile, who's coming to Arcadia this weekend to run the 3200. Keenan told me afterwards, after our interview, that Sam is having his 16th birthday on Saturday. Happy birthday, Sam! He gets to celebrate it in California. And also, if you get a chance, Keenan has this great post of his of 69 kids that made the 3200 9-minute barrier last year. So check out that Instagram post. And he has written an article about Sam in on DiceStat. And just look on DiceStat for interviews that are happening. That promote the Arcadia Invitational, so you can learn more about the athletes that are going to be on there. It's also on runnerspace.com. It's the meet itself. If you're not in California this weekend, you can watch it for free, which is great. So please do that. And if you could also take the time to subscribe to this YouTube channel, West Coast XC, also on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, and also our Instagram account. We are knocking on the door to 10,000 followers on Instagram. What will we do to celebrate? It's funny. I've had a number of photographers ask me, what are you going to do when you get 10,000 followers? Good question. Maybe I'll have to make that decision really soon if I get enough followers. So please give us a follow. And thanks a lot again. Thanks, Keenan. And I hope you enjoyed this podcast. I know I did. And remember, the West Coast is the best coast.